Wise Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is July 17th, 2014. The world is in great turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. 619-4886. Folks, and you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And if you're one of the 15% of the people out there that I hear don't use the internet for any reason, for whatever reason, and you're listening on satellite radio, just simply give me a call if you have a question. We'll try and cover it for you. So, anyway, now prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's really good guest. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will, and not necessarily our guest will, but what your Father, so your, the information comes out is what you want to come out. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, in the last couple of weeks, I pointed out with other guests and with myself that the border is being invaded. All kinds of plagues are being carried by children, and they're even carrying things like leprosy, I heard. So tonight, I bring on with me Mike Adams. He's called the Health Ranger. He is an outspoken consumer health advocate, award-winning investigative journalist, internet activist, and a science lab director. He's the founder and editor of naturalnews.com, the internet's most trafficked natural health news website. He's also the creator of counterthink.com, foodinvestigations.com, healingfoodreference.com, honestfoodguide.org, and several other websites, all covering natural health topics. Mike is widely recognized as having a strong technical aptitude and has allowed his websites to achieve very high degrees of success on the Internet. He's also widely known to be a highly influential writer and presenter. The list for all that he does really goes on and on and on. I mean, it covers over a whole page. When you check out the Health Ranger website, make sure you read up on him. And I think you'll agree with me that he does, in fact, know what he is talking, or rather, writing about. So let's welcome Mike. Mike, are you there with me tonight?
I am, Pastor Dan. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for having me on. I'm really humbled to be joining you tonight, and I welcome our conversation in whatever direction it may lead.
Well, amen. With you, it could lead in very many different directions. Well, you know, I've followed your articles for some time, and while they're posted on the Natural News, so many other things are more than things in just, you know, specifically about what people would say health. But let me ask you this question. How does Mike explain himself?
Oh, well...
gotcha.
You got me on the first question. Well, let me explain. I'm going to jump right into my philosophy so that I think your audience will understand. Look, I believe in a creator. I believe that we have an eternal soul, that we are conscious beings who can make free will decisions, and we are responsible for our decisions. And even though I am well-schooled in the sciences and I run a scientific laboratory, I understand that most of my colleagues who are scientists, they do not believe in the existence of the soul. And as a result, they do not value life and they do not value creation. And so they have a very, what I would call a very warped perspective on reality, whereas I seek truth. And I don't claim to have it. I just claim to be on that path trying to seek it. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
in a world of deception, and this is a world that I see crumbling around us in so many ways. Humanity is destroying itself in so many ways, and I'm simply trying to help save, I should say help as many people save themselves, help people connect with the divine, save their souls for the future. And that's really all it comes down to. That's what I'm really about.
Well, amen. Really, the light, if you, folks, if you could understand it, what I'm saying, light actually, Mike, does shine out of your articles. You know, they're, even though they're about drastic things, I can always find some upbeat things, you know what I'm saying? And so, I like all of them. I really, while this isn't the one I want to talk about in specific, I'll try and get to it last, about the Amazon and spying device. That one floored me. Yeah, but you gave a very good way to just fix it. But we won't tell that yet. Anyway, the reason I called you or decided to have you on and contacted you is right now in the top of the news, and it really is a disaster what's going on with our border. And you wrote several good articles about the children and the border, and I guess you could start with the health crisis that it's causing.
Well, we have, I assume I can just speak.
Yeah, open, free, yes, any way
right
you want to say.
On your show, but we have a government that is corrupt, that is, in my mind, criminally operated, that is doing things that will destroy our nation and destroy our culture, destroy our families and our heritage. And one of these things, one of a long, long list that I know you've covered before, but one of these things is the dissolution of our national sovereignty by eliminating our borders. And it's not just the political or socio-political ramifications. This is the perfect blueprint for causing widespread pandemic disease, an outbreak of new plagues, if you will, across our population. You couldn't plan it any better if you tried, because what they do is they take people who are not medically screened, who are carrying all sorts of infectious diseases, not due to their own fault. You know, these people crossing the border don't wish to be carrying it, but they are. And then the government takes them and transplants them into the city, the high population density centers of America, where they take these disease-carrying individuals and they literally drop them off on the streets where they can infect others and quite readily do so. This is, in my mind, this is a betrayal of public health. This is a betrayal of America's sovereignty. And I believe it has been fabricated and engineered in order to create a crisis that could then create political exploitation by certain people in power. So that's what I think this is really all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go with this. Yeah, it's planned, and whatever reason that they're planning it, but my biggest concern is, you know, look how well planned it is. You know, they're using children, something that, you know, the heart of Americans. I mean, even people like Glenn Beck, who stands strong about border issues, is raising money to help out the children and to help out the border. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it hits hearts. I'm not saying we shouldn't, when they come in, give them first aid, so to speak, and try to make them better. But this of dispersing them across the country and not even telling the senators or the governors in their own states where they're going, that's just, I guess, real evil.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And keep in mind the contradiction here. The contradictions and violations of principles at the highest levels of this country are so extreme. For example, when parents want to homeschool their own children, they are hounded by state authorities to get vaccinated. And I don't know what your views or your audience views on vaccinations are, but I can tell you that many vaccines still contain mercury, and mercury is a neurotoxin. So in any case, someone who loved their children would want to avoid the vaccines containing mercury at minimum. But now this same government that throws parents in jail for not vaccinating their homeschooled children or kicking them out of public schools is saying, well, we can let a massive human wave of children who are infected with various diseases, well, we can let them just come right in without any serious medical screening whatsoever. So it's a contradiction, and it is an insult to America in so many ways, because we have people in need right here, Pastor Dan. We've got veterans on the streets who are homeless, who serve their nation. We've got homeless African Americans on the streets. If people want to talk about that these are minorities crossing the border, well, we've got minorities on the streets right now that need our help. We've got people who are hungry, children who are starving in New York. A recent study showed 1 in 6 families in New York needs help putting food on the table. You've got families in Detroit that can't afford running water. A huge percentage of the city can't afford running water. So how can we as a nation, how can we abandon the needs of our own brothers and sisters, our citizens here, while rolling out the red carpet for these illegal immigrants who are not American citizens? Something is wrong with that picture.
Absolutely. I'll butt in a moment. When Katrina happened, okay, I don't know whether you know it or not. Our church runs I have a mission church in Wichita, Kansas, and we take care of the homeless and poor. So, you know, you hit right at my heart. Let's go back to Katrina. I remember when Katrina happened, and I remember the homeless come in, and the Red Cross was going to take this building downtown, and they were going to house people from Katrina. And they set it all up for them. And, you know, the homeless that came in, and people who were looking for jobs, most homeless aren't drugs, alcoholics, and so on and so forth. That's the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. But most of those people got there because they were homeless. But anyway, but they came in so upset and to tears, and they couldn't understand why a city that most of them were residents of, that had lived there their whole life, they weren't getting help. They were being left out in the street. They were considered non-humans, and yet they were going to bus in people from Katrina. No hearts were broken, man.
Absolutely. We see this over and over again. You know, look, as Christians, as people who believe in the value of human life, we all have compassion in our hearts for others. We all want the world to be a more peaceful place with less suffering. I mean, we get that. But we have to make important decisions along the way about how we achieve that. And if we are spending billions of dollars to provide luxury housing and free food and free legal representation and all these benefits to illegal immigrants from Central America, while we are ignoring our own veterans who are starving, who are hurting, who are dying because the VA hospitals won't give them the medical treatment they deserve, then we lose the moral authority that America once had so strongly. That is the problem. How can you honestly recruit a soldier into the military today and say fight for this country when the people who are leading the political realms of the country, they won't even fight for that same country when they are in fact causing the country to be overrun?
They're decimating our military. There's been a campaign ever since Obama came into office of taking out anybody that disagrees with him, and now they're laying off the soldiers that they're getting laid off now that are getting pink slips. Not even the lower soldiers or people that have put in years, colonels and captains and people like that are getting pink slips after they've served several terms in a war zone in Afghanistan, all of a sudden are getting pink slips and come home to what?
Right.
They're not even going to be able to get medical care probably. And, you know, in what I do, you know, I see a lot of homeless vets all the time. You know what I mean? While Wichita, Kansas doesn't have as many as some cities like New York and so on and so forth, we get our share. And it is just heart-wrenching what this government is doing to them.
It really is, and especially when you consider that these are men and women, our veterans and our soldiers, who really put everything on the line to help defend the nation that once really stood for what was right and justified and moral in our world. And now so much of that is being eroded. It's not too late. We can still save it. I hope we can save it. I hope we can restore real, honest government and honest executive
right
to government. But if we don't stand up now, then it may be too late very, very soon.
Absolutely.
I don't know how long we have left, in other words.
Well, you know, and what's really amazing, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on gay and lesbians, but just for the record, they attacked marriage and everything, and they make you think that it's a large statistic that of the people in this country are gay or lesbian, and I was just looking at the latest numbers. It's only like 3%. If 3% are that way, why are they doing this to the families? Who are these people? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I think this is part of this media theater is very strong and very powerful. And it's not just that issue, but on all of these issues, that, for example, they want us to believe that our children are being decimated by whooping cough.
Right.
there's only a few dozen per year that get infected with it. They've got all of our children, they say, have to be injected with polio vaccines. Well, there hasn't been a single case of polio in America for 35 years. So, on all these issues, you know, they especially like to exaggerate what they call gun violence. They try to portray gun owners as being violent people, when in reality, gun owners, and I'm myself a concealed carry holder, we are the most lawful, upstanding, helpful citizens across this country. And we stop crime, we prevent crime, we come to the aid of people who need help. We assist local law enforcement offices in keeping the peace and keeping the order. And that is never portrayed in the media. So those are just a few examples of the kind of theater that's played out on our minds by this deceptive system.
Well, you know, it's because there's a certain group of people. Well, not moral, to me, they're not moralistic in most part, that control the media. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, look,
yeah,
when I grew up, if it didn't matter what party you were on, if a governor or a president or, well, you know, did something wrong, they were all over it, you know, and
yeah,
it was all over the news. In fact, that's how our founding fathers saw it, is that the media actually is we the people. Because that's who informs we the people. And so then if the government starts to fail, then we the people are notified by a free press. But we don't see that now. It's not really news. It's all commentary just about. What do you think?
Well, I think it's all theater. I think most of the mainstream media news is it's designed to distract you from the things that are really important, things that really impact your life. And so, for example, you can look at the economic realities of our world. This President Obama has put us into tremendous debt, more national debt added under Obama than from all previous presidents combined since the founding of our country. And yet the media acts like that never happened or that it doesn't matter. Well, every time this government says we're going to bail out banks for billions of dollars, and we're going to spend $5 billion on benefits for these border-crossing refugees, as they call them, or wherever they decide to spend their money, that money is actually created as debt. And that debt is a burden upon future generations of the American people. And yet the mainstream media will never mention that reality as if it did not exist. That's astonishing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally dishonest. I noticed an article today that's on Health Ranger, and does this tie in? I think this would tie in maybe with the children and what they're bringing, because I think that some of the things that they're bringing are really drug resistant. This article is called "Drug Resistant Superbug Infections Explode Across U.S. Hospitals." Do you think that can play in with that, the children in the border?
Well, I know for a fact that these drug resistant bacteria are exploding even without the border crisis.
Right.
However, what we're now starting to see, and by the way, that article that you mentioned that I just published today cites a peer-reviewed scientific study which documents a 500% explosion in drug-resistant bacteria. And just so your listeners fully understand what that means, these are bacterial infections that have no antibiotics that can be used against them. The doctor has no tools whatsoever. Useless. There is no defense against it. If you get this infection, the fatality rate is about 50%, and there's nothing in the medicine cabinet that the doctor can give you that can work against it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The CDC has said we have entered the end of the era of antibiotics. They are failing. The World Health Organization says that drug-resistant superbugs are now one of the greatest health threats to humanity, the entire global population. What has happened is that this modern medicine's worship of science in isolation of greater wisdom has resulted in this coming plague caused by the abuse of antibiotics, which created the perfect breeding ground for drug-resistant bacteria that are now extremely fatal. To add on top of that, these illegal immigrants crossing in with who knows what variations of influenza or swine flu or even AIDS, immune disorders. Could these diseases combine in some way to create an even more devastating disease? Absolutely, they could. There's no evidence that that's happened yet, but it is a legitimate risk.
Okay, let me break in here. We've got to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Would you please give your website where they can find you?
Well, sure. They can just go to naturalnews.com, and we cover stories there every day, about 15 original stories published daily.
Folks, when you go to naturalnews.com, there's a way that you can sign up to be on his list, and that's what I do. I get them in by email. And believe me, if you go over there for the first time, be prepared to sit down and spend hours reading. Well, Mike, we'll be back in three. I'm serious. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License, Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
We are back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Of course, the homeless or poor, but we're talking about the poor people that are barely keeping roofs over their heads because either, well, maybe they have a disability check, or maybe they're working in a low-paying job and they can't afford to buy food and keep a roof. Or maybe clothing. They come looking for clothing, first aid, all kinds of things. And so, therefore, we minister to the poorest of the poor. And they can't take care of, take care of the needs of the mission church. We don't sell anything like most ministries on the radio. They sell different things. And I haven't had time to write a book yet and all those kind of things. So we depend on your kindness to help us. So pray about it. You kept us going for 15 years, and we really need your help because it's summertime, and donations are really, really slow in the summertime. So please pray about it. Why do people come to us for help? Well, love, that's the first answer. Treated as family is second, and beyond that, we have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need, and if we have it, we give it to them. If we don't, we pray it in. That's the way it works out. This is why the agencies, the people that work in them, tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send them to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We're the very last hope for so many. So please pray about a donation tonight. And the Father, remember, notices all donations that come from where? your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at propsyhour.com or simply call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And now we are back with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Are you there with us, Mike?
I'm with you, Pastor Dan. Thank you again for continuing with me. I really appreciate what you do there in your ministry, by the way. Helping people there. I know that these days there are so many people in need, so many people on the street. We all have to do everything that we can. And I mirror that, by the way, in what we do. We're constantly making donations to groups for in natural disasters, tornadoes, fires, droughts, earthquakes, you name it. It's just part of what we do as well.
Well, amen. You know, I've been doing it for 15 years, and, you know, I do everything from put wounds back together, I mean, you know, literally, and, you know, I treat all kinds of, you know, colds and all those things, and miraculously, you know, I don't ever catch anything. I guess my immune system must be up, I guess, or actually, the Holy Spirit's helping me out on that one, but the truth of the matter is I see everything. And, you know, I relate to the people, like I said, it's not just homeless, but it's, you know, poor people come from all over the city looking for things that they can't find elsewhere else. And we don't treat people like an agency, you know, like sign in, give us your name, fill out this form. They walk in and say, hey, they nicknamed me Pastor Dan, that's where that came from. But I am a real pastor, but, they nickname me Pastor Dan. So they come in and say, where's Pastor Dan? And I usually joke and say it's somebody else, but because I don't look the part. But, you know, no, I'm an ex-outlaw biker, and, you know, I still, you know, look like a biker. But anyway, point being is you know, I do all kinds of things. You know, they ask for all kinds of things. They ask for miracle prayers. We give out Bibles. We give out clothing. We have a phone they can use. I couldn't list the things we do because it's according to their ask. You know what I mean? And sure. We're not funded by, we're outcast in the city because the people, you know, when the news media wants to finally ask a question about the truth, they come to us instead of getting the agency point of view, you know. And so we'll tell the truth, and they don't like us for that. Now, the police like us real well, you know, but, you know, the agencies don't like us, and the church doesn't like us because, you know, we believe we're in the end times, and, you know, we're messianic. And so in the heart of Kansas and Wichita, the world really looked at funny, and let alone it's those guys down the street that take care of them homeless people, you know. And so our blessings come from God. Just people that listen to us on radio donate, and if that's how it works. I don't know. It's all from the Father. Anyway, so go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to go back into you. I was going to run away from me and go back into you. I do really appreciate your site. And, folks, I really want to encourage you, if you don't go to anybody else's site in over the weekend, go to naturalnews.com. And I'm serious. You will read for a little while. Can you bring in GMOs in this? I had a guy on a couple of years ago that was talking about GMOs in his field. He was a farmer, and he got in all kinds of trouble. They sued him and everything, and he didn't even plant GMOs. But for the people, what are GMOs?
Well, it's real simple. These corporations that make money from controlling seeds that farmers plant, and they want to have the intellectual property ownership over those seeds, so they have to modify them in some way that makes them patentable. Now, people like you and I would probably agree right away that it is a violation of natural rights to claim that one corporation should own a seed, you know, a food-producing seed that has given rise to our human civilization. For corporations to claim ownership over that is a deep violation. But these corporations want to make money, so they patent them and then they modify them. And in the case of genetically modified corn, they modify the genetic code using an artificial method that would never occur in nature, to engineer the creation of a pesticide into every kernel of corn. Now, this pesticide kills the bugs that try to eat the corn, and thus that's what makes it a pesticide. But it stays in the corn, and so when you eat products that are made from that GMO corn, including corn cereals or corn tortillas or corn syrup that's used to sweeten sodas and all kinds of things, then you are also ingesting that same pesticide, that insecticide that is part of the corn kernel. And the real evil found in this is that, you know, we are a diverse world of different cultures with different histories, and that diverse culture across the world is founded on hundreds of thousands of varieties of seeds, different kinds of plants. In Mexico alone, for example, there used to be hundreds of varieties of corn. In Texas, where I live, there used to be over 100 varieties of just onions alone. Today, that number has dropped to about 4. These seed companies that make the genetically modified seeds are buying up all of the other seed companies and shutting them down, destroying them in order to collapse the diversity of the seed supply so that they have a monopoly over farmers and food and essentially the future of humanity, because he who controls the food controls the people. You can turn food into a weapon by denying it to the groups that don't obey you. And this is a very important concept to understand, how food can be used as a weapon. GMOs, in my opinion, are part of the weaponization process of food, which is intended to concentrate power in the hands of a very few corporations and the government, bureaucrats and politicians that those corporations control. So by a dictionary definition, that's called fascism, corporate government collusion under an oppressive government that denies fundamental human dignities and human rights to the people. And that's what we're living under.
Well, I agree totally with you. You know, I've seen a couple weird science fiction shows in my day where corporations ended up running the world, and it sounds real similar to that, just like back in the 90s. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm 59 years old, and back in the 90s, some of these things that we warned about, you know, about all the surveillance, which we're going to get into that one, all the surveillance things and all that, people were screaming about. But it seemed like something happened after 2000, and the people that were screaming went silent, and another generation of people are welcoming some of these very, in fact, things. But back, still on GMO for a minute, aren't those harmful in itself to our own DNA? Has that been proven, or do you think that they're harmful?
Well, there are studies that talk about transgenic effects, and what they really specifically focus on is the ability of RNA or genetic segments in the genetically modified corn to potentially interact with the bacteria in your cut. Now, the reason this really matters is because you as a human being, you actually have more bacteria cells in your body than you do human cells. Literally, you have more bacteria living in you than human cells. And that bacteria is crucial for actually generating the nutrients that your body needs to stay healthy. For example, bacteria in your digestive tract transforms many of the foods you eat into a bioavailable nutrients that your body needs to stay healthy. So the question that you're alluding to is, what happens when you have this genetic code that generates pesticides and insecticides? What if that combines with the bacteria in your own gut? Then you become a human being with a bacteria in your gut that's generating pesticides 24/7, poisoning you from the inside out, and obviously causing tremendous damage to your body. We do know that rats fed GMOs have shown tremendous tumors all over their body, huge tumors, and very high early fatality rates. That has been scientifically proven, and it's irrefutable. We look across the human population today. Obviously, we see a tremendous amount of cancer, but it's difficult to pinpoint isolated causes because there are so many causes, Pastor Dan.
Right.
There's chemicals, there's hormones, there's plastics, there's heavy metals, you know, so it's more difficult in the open population to find out what's causing it, but we are being killed. We are being poisoned. That perhaps is a better way to say that. We're being poisoned by the food supply. There's no question.
Well, if these were harmless, then why would they block? And I don't think, I'm not asking the answer unless you've got a comment, but why would they block legislation all over the place that wants those identified in the supermarket?
Well, I do have that answer. GMOs are one of the very few industrial products that people buy accidentally. Most people, if they were made aware of that on food labels, they would make a different choice. They would choose to avoid GMOs. So the industry works feverishly, spending tens of millions of dollars every year trying to block legislation that would require honest labeling. And I'm an advocate of requiring honest labeling, obviously, so that consumers can make a decision. Just like you might want to choose something at the grocery store that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, or your child might be allergic to peanuts, so you need to know if there's any peanuts on the label, or almonds, or some other allergy. Well, GMOs are an ingredient, so why aren't we allowed to know that they are genetically modified? That's what the labeling is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And they I agree with you. They are, I follow it, you know, I have a lot, do talk radio. They are feverishly keeping, you know, paying, what do you call those lobbyists, over and over and over to keep these, from being labeled. And we, you know, what happened to America? It's like, you know, like I said, I'm 59 and I remember, like you say, there were so many different brands of this and that. You could even go to a store in the summertime and get Indian corn, you know what I mean? Lots of luck finding that now. And there was, you know, there was white corn, sweet corn. There was a bunch of different brands. You just don't see all those varieties. And, you know, the food in the Walmart vegetable market just doesn't quite seem like it's real. Anyway, I tried to laugh going into this next one. I was pretty shocked about your Amazon thing. Nobody probably knows what we're talking about. So can you tell us about, what is it called, Amazon Fire? And I didn't realize, well, tell the story, please.
Sure. Yeah, Amazon has a very popular set-top video playing device called Amazon Fire TV. And this is the latest development in a long line of set-top video playing devices, such as Roku, I think, is another popular one. And these are used by many families to watch videos and watch Netflix and things like that. And Amazon Fire TV is the first one, though, that actually, when you press a certain button on it, it records your voice, and then it uploads and stores that recording on the Amazon.com servers. So it has the ability to record you and store that and analyze it later. Well, I then found out that this device has no power button. You can't turn it off. And then it automatically updates itself, meaning that Amazon.com could at any time update the device to do something such as record your voice all the time. And then I found out that Amazon is now building the CIA's new data center. So the CIA is building a new $600 million data center. Amazon is powering it. So now we have Amazon in league with the CIA, creating devices that, if activated, could be what I call the perfect spy devices to sit in your own living room and quite literally record all the audio that you are speaking in your own private home. And at the same time, Amazon knows the identity of who you are, because when you purchase this device, it's tied to your credit card, which is tied to your Social Security number, which is tied to your identity. So they can literally match everything you say in your own living room to your identity. And this could be made available to the NSA or government agencies, or who knows. I mean, I know this might sound outlandish at first, but you got to realize we now know, thanks to Edward Snowden, the NSA is, and this is a fact, this has been covered globally, the NSA is reading your email, listening to your phone calls, monitoring your bank transactions, monitoring your web surfing, your Facebook page posts, all of that. That's a fact. That's not debatable. So we know that corporations collude with spy agencies. My point is that this device is now a whole new way to do it in your own living room. That's what that story is about.
Well, several comments. Number one, you know, the new Microsoft Xbox 360, their Kinect thing, which is a camera and microphone, it says for the new ones, they want it to be plugged in 24 hours all the time.
Yes.
And it also sucks up information. But let's go back, but going back to this Amazon thing. You know, Amazon is just, you know, it's Amazon. It's a go-to place for just about everybody. Getting the probability of getting these into some useful households by the CIA is not that far-fetched. They're already working, like you said, folks, they're already working with the CIA. So what's the jump? There is no jump here. And this is what I meant a while ago when I said that. Back in the 90s, people would have screamed about this. They wouldn't have allowed them in their home. They would have been talking to their congressmen and so on and so forth. But you know what? Let's say out of 10 people that might listen or read your article, out of that 10, maybe only one or maybe two might say, well, no, I won't get one, or I might go ahead and unplug it. Everybody else will just go, oh, yeah, whatever, and don't allow that to happen. How did do you see what I'm talking about? How did our society get into this place?
Well, people are used to the conveniences. They want the convenience of it. It's a very useful device. And we are being surveilled and psychologically profiled in so many ways from so many angles. But it's really too much for a typical consumer to handle any kind of a self-defense against that. And for example, getting back to Amazon, they not only could listen to your conversations through this device and store them on the server, they also know everything that you buy in terms of books. So they know what you're reading. They know what you're watching if you buy movies or rent movies through Amazon. And believe it or not, there are some very sophisticated algorithms that can put together an accurate and detailed psychological profile of who you are, what your political beliefs are, how old you are, how you're likely to vote, all kinds of things based on what you read and what you watch. So from that psychological profile, Amazon has an extraordinary amount of data on you, possibly even a deeper understanding of your own psychology than you have of yourself, meaning that they can put you into groups. They can put you into groups of people that the system likes or people that the system doesn't like or people that they think should be rounded up under the Patriot Act. Maybe you bought a book that they now think they don't like. I don't know, some kind of a book on revolution in history or something. And then they could just say, well, that book means you're a terrorist, you see, and then they put you on the list. And Amazon has the power to provide that information to the government. That's what's very concerning about this.
Well, absolutely. And concerning about really all the more modern of the conveniences we get, it seems like we're giving up another piece of our freedom to do that. You understand what I'm saying? It's just like your cell phone. Well, they can track you everywhere you go. Okay, well, I really don't care if they track me everywhere I go because, you know, I'm not good. They want to track me to Wichita Mission Church. Good. They know I'm helping the poor. Maybe they'll send a donation. Do you hear that? Whoever's, you know. But the point is, or if they listen to me preach about Jesus, you know, or Yeshua, you know, well, maybe they'll get saved. But my point is, that's my personal freedom, and that's what America used to be about. But it seems like, and I guess I should call them, I don't know, I guess they call them the younger generation, and I don't know what generation you are, is the millennials. It seems like so many of our young just don't care. So did they educate them out of that? What happened? Your opinion.
I definitely think that's part of it. I think our food supply is toxic. We've already covered some of the reasons why. There's more to it. But I think the food supply is not nourishing young brains. They got children are being I think we have a blueprint for perfect health. We have a genetic blueprint that is miraculous for us all to be born and grow up as geniuses, as highly capable people. But that is intentionally compromised through information and propaganda, lack of good nutrition. We get empty calories as children. Most of the infant formulas that are out there are made with over 50% corn syrup, but not real nutrition that would come from mother's milk. So time and time again, the public education system is dumbed down. I already mentioned some vaccines still contain mercury, a potent neurotoxin. Some of the artificial sweeteners have effects on brain development. We know that certain psychiatric drugs cause brain shrinkage in children who are in the developmental stage. So I could go on and on and on. There are a multitude of assaults on the neurological development of our children. As a result, we have raised generations of children now who are mentally suppressed. And whether that's by design or by accident can be debated, but there's no debating that it has happened. And as a result, the average child graduating from high school today can't do math, has no concept of history, doesn't understand the Bill of Rights, has no clue about the real world that they live in, but is given the opportunity to vote for whatever candidate promises the biggest handouts and the biggest false hopes. So that's the sad reality in which we find ourselves.
We're in a scary place. Now, you know, for me, that just means my Savior is that much more closer to returning, but I know there's a tribulation before he gets here. For others, I pray that they get in touch with their Savior. Brother, thanks for being on. We really have run out of time, and maybe we'll talk again. I really enjoyed this hour. And so give your website one more time, and really, brother, thanks for being on with me.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dan. God bless you and all of your listeners. My website is naturalnews.com, and I'd be thrilled to talk with you again when the time is right in the future. Just let me know.
All right. You be blessed, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, folks, naturalnews.com, you may not agree with everything that he says, but be prepared to read for a little while if you go over there, because it has a lot of great stuff. But you know what? You need to share these radio programs and ones like ours with other people. And you need to support if you think, wow, you got some really good information. Well, I challenge you, if you think you got some really good information and we're putting out things that other people aren't, or, you know, or maybe you didn't find, pray about supporting radio airtime. Airtime costs, brothers and sisters. And like I say, I don't sell anything, and I'm in the ministry 24/7, and the days that I'm not helping the poor, I'm here getting news for our website, looking for people to be on radio to inform you. My life is tied up in this. You ask my wife or anybody that knows us, I really don't have a life except from Friday dark to Saturday dark to Sabbath. And I still have to raise children. Well, my oldest is 13 now, but I got 15 grandchildren that I have a stake in. And so I'm really busy. So pray about it. Pray about supporting this ministry, or pray about supporting the different parts of it. Airtime, food for the poor, the mission church. You know, it goes on and on. Pray about it. We could use your help tonight. Summertime, because of the economy, is getting so hard for us to get through that we really, really need your help. Pray about it. You must remember, though, there is only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. How can you be saved and not be a blessing to others? I don't understand it. Well, pray for peace. Pray for this country. Lift up your leaders. Pray that the Father sends some new leaders to this country, that they get elected this year. But I really don't think America is going to get out of the mud hole. It might, but I don't really think so. I think we're just getting closer to Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you. It gives you a peace that no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 2
530 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.